Proclamation number 7687, dated the September 1st, 1960. End and Rapture. Paradise of the New Earth. A blissful fate in the paradise of the New Earth is waiting those of you who will stand firm during the last battle of faith, who will remain faithful to me until the end. It will certainly still be a difficult time for you, but you will be able to prevail, for you will receive an exceptional flow of strength from me. You will be so evidently taken care of by me and my love that you will patiently accept all difficulties and profess me and my name before the world. You and your strength of faith will also lift those of your fellow human beings who are still of weak faith. They will recognize my might and strength if only a person has living faith in me. But you should not stay with me for the sake of reward. Instead, your love for me should motivate you to resist all hostilities by the adversary. And you will indeed possess this love in view of the distinct help, the love, which I myself will prove to you. Then burning love for me will arise in you, and nothing will be able to frighten you anymore. Nothing will be able to separate you from me, who is and wants to remain your father, who wants to transfer you as his children into the paradise of the new earth, and who therefore will help you until the very end. And I will shorten the days for the sake of my own. This promise shall be your comfort when you look at the chaos around you. When you are subjected to persecutions which originate from my adversary and affect all those who believe in me, don't let yourselves be misled by the promises of those who don't want to acknowledge me. Don't let yourselves be deceived by their apparent good living standard, and don't desire it yourselves, for my adversary and his followers will not be able to enjoy it for long. Everything will cease to exist on the day of judgment, and only you will survive this day and be allowed to enter the kingdom of peace when I will carry you away before their very eyes. And so that you will remain strong in your resistance, so that you will remain loyal to me until the end, I will fortify you in every adversity of body and soul. And I will also visibly come to you, if your strength of faith and your love allows for it. I will provide you with such remarkable strength and comfort that you will be firm enough to resist, and that you will also live through the short time without incurring the slightest damage to your body and soul. For my power is truly great enough to protect you in every adversity and danger. Therefore, if you are unusually put under pressure for the sake of your belief, you can count daily on my coming. Then you will know that the day of judgment is not far away anymore, and then wait in love and patience, for I have promised my help to you and I will rescue you from all distress. You don't know how close you are to the end, and the day and hour will remain a secret to you as well. But pay attention to the signs which proclaim the end to you, and you will realize that you are living in the 12th hour and that time flies. This is why you should make use of it to the best of your ability and always remain in contact with me, so that you will constantly receive strength and increase your strength of faith and your love for me. I will truly save you from destruction if only you have the will to belong to me. Therefore I will also give you the strength to prevail until the end, or I will recall you before, so that you will not fall prey to my adversary in your weakness. For as soon as your will applies to me, I shall no longer leave you to my adversary, but take hold of you and draw you up to me. Yet blessed is he who experiences the end, who will remain loyal to me and profess me before the world. I want to endow him with the delights of paradise. I want to transfer him onto the new earth when the day of judgment has come, and all adversity and suffering will be over for him. He will live in peace and beatitude, and I myself will be with my own, as I have promised. Amen.